You're listening to SBS News.
It was a close encounter of the cute kind for Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek as she found herself getting cosy with a bilby. There was a serious intent, however. Ms. Plibersek was launching a new conservation plan, drawing a line in the sand when it comes to protecting Australia's wildlife.
The state of the Australian environment is bad and getting worse. We are the mammal extinction capital of the world. We've seen around 100 species lost in the time since colonisation, and we absolutely have to turn that around.
Ms. Plibersek revealed the government's 10-year plan to stop any more extinctions.
This plan is a more ambitious plan. It includes a target of zero new extinctions. It delivers on our target of protecting 30% of our land and 30% of our oceans by 2030. The Prime Minister and other world leaders have signed up to that ambitious conservation target.
Australia has a growing list of animals and plants at risk of going extinct. There are more than 1,800 species listed as threatened, an increase of 8% since 2016. The government's new plan will focus on protecting 110 priority species, including koalas, wombats, possums, birds, and native plants. It also identifies 20 places of significance, such as the Australian Alps, Kakadu, Kangaroo and Norfolk Islands, Queensland's Rain Island and Tasmania's kelp forests. Tanya Plibersek again.
This new plan, as well as drawing much more on First Nations knowledge, also prioritises 110 species and 20 places. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't look at other threatened species, but it means that these prioritised species create a kind of halo effect. By focusing in on these species and these places, we have the biggest chance of success.
This year's State of the Environment report found Australia's ecosystems are deteriorating as a result of climate change. The plan aims to increase First Nations-led programs to aid the recovery of threatened species and habitats. Conservationists like Barsha Stasic of the Australian Conservation Foundation have welcomed the government's goal, but she says significant funding is needed along with a halt to habitat destruction.
What we've seen is really over the last decade is a series of pretty large cuts to our national environment budget, and we need to see funding go back into environment protection in the federal budget. Scientists estimate that about $1.6 billion is required to help our threatened species recover, and so that's what we're going to be looking for in the federal budget, a real commitment through funding from the federal government to this goal that they've set of zero new species extinctions.
While other experts like Professor Sarah Beckesy from RMIT University want to see all government departments get on board.
We need to look at this as a whole of government approach. You know, on the one hand, we can't be committing money to koalas while approving their clearing their habitat for housing estates on the other hand, which is currently what's happening. So we actually need to think about our economy and its potential to be nature positive. Now, that sounds dramatic, but it's actually going to be a really important opportunity for Australia moving into the future to not only make it a place where our native species can thrive, but also where we can be healthy and prosperous.
It's a precious balancing act to protect Australia's distinctive creatures. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.